ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांत 11 चैप्टर नंबर 8 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 28। निर्विण चित्तया गीतं शृणु यथा मम निर्वेदः आशा आशानां पुरुषस्य यथा हि असिः।
निर्वणचित्तया
शृणु यथा मम निर्वेद आशा पाशानां पुरुषस्य यथा शशी। तस्या निर्विण्णचित्ताया गीतं शृणु यथा मम निर्वेद आशा पाशानां पुरुषस्य यथा ह्यसि। तस्या निर्विण्णचित्ताया गीतं शृणु यथा मम निर्वेद आशा पाशानां पुरुषस्य यथा ह्यसि। तस्याः disgusted chittaya his mind gitam song shunu is here yatha as it is mama from me nirvedaha detachment asha hopes and yearnings Pashanam of the binding network, Purushasya of a person, Yatha just as he certainly has the sword. Translation and purport by the disciples of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The prostitute felt disgusted with her material situation and thus became indifferent to it. She made detachment excellent sword, cutting to pieces the binding network of material hopes and desires. Now please hear from me the song sung by the prostitute in that situation. The network of material desires is created when only falsely thinks that he can establish himself permanently in the material world. This binding network should be cut by the sword of detachment. Otherwise, one will be forced to wander in the illusory network of Maya with no understanding of liberated life in the spiritual platform. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन श्रातया चक्षुर्मिलितं तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वप्रशान्तिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्री जटापतमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगणार्जुनाथान्तं तं सुजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सह गणा ललिता श्री विशाखामितांश्च। हे कृष्ण कृष्णा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सती देवी प्रणमामि श्री वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः।
జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత వేదాంత శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
తస్యా నిర్విణ్ణ చిత్తాయా గీతం శృణు ఇథా మమ నిర్వేద ఆశా పాశానాం పురుషస్య ఇథా హిసి The process to help this district with her material situation and thus became indifferent to it. Indeed, detachment acts like a sword, cutting to pieces the binding network of material hopes and desires. Now please hear from me the song sung by the prostitute in that situation. So, this is the general condition of each and every living entity who is born in the darkness of ignorance. He doesn't know the binding reactions that are following by performing any kind of activity, small, big, intentional, unintentional, gross or subtle, doesn't matter. It produces the labyrinth of ignorance over ignorance over ignorance. And the soul is sunk right inside so deep that it takes many, many births to awaken. On its own, the soul is not capable to get awakened. Because he is born in ignorance, he is falling into deep ignorance. Every stage of material existence, whether it is regulated or irregulated, whether it is given by prescription or suggested activities performed according to guna and karma, even in varnashram system, it creates the labyrinth unless and until the awakening aspect is not provided. It's so much putting us into deep dark of ignorance. What to speak of those who are jaganya vritti, the most abominable activities people perform, like the yakshas, rakshasas, those who are envious and they do not know. Dunam pramatta kurute vikarma jayendriya pitrane apnoti na sadhu manye atmanoyam asakti klesha asakti. The result is totally miserable. But ignorance is pushing him to work like a mad elephant without any description. And just for the sake of sense gratification, they lose this much, discrimination also, that they can't think. It's material nature is like that. Even though appropriate opportunities are there, advantage also does not requisite intelligence to take advantage also doesn't come into that mind. It's dragged into chewing over the chewed which has no juice. So here we see that the desire to enjoy through our so-called physical existence and ending up in performing the acts which are detrimental to the reality of the soul. Where is the hope? There are opportunities of sneaking out also. For our voluntary actions, if they are properly guided by Guru, then there are chances to come out from then. This bhavatavi or the material world, which is expressed as a dense, dark thicket, a forest. There are no lights and penetrating. And one who is lost in that, it is very difficult to come out. Over and above, the Grihatandakupam, the householder life which is not cultured towards the spiritual emancipation, is a dark way. It's too difficult to come out from all these different situations. So, blindly we end up working in vikarmas. Vikarmas are not even prescribed duties. They are other way around. The nunam pramatta. Pramatta means madam. Kurte vikarma. For what? Jadendriya pritranya apanoti. For the dead senses and pleasure of it. One time I spoke about actually there is no pleasure, but it is an hallucination that is created by our senses coming in contact of the objects of material, which are nothing but made up of modes. So modes are coming in the contact with the modes. How can they enjoy? It is cheating experience. Modes dictate us in the completely different realm. The modes of material nature is our external body constitution. And our desires are also like that, made up of modes. So, when one desire is being fulfilled by our conscious endeavor, the cheating experience by the material nature is felt by the spirit soul, but he is bewildered. So actually he ends up having interaction with the mode, but there is no happiness. It's a cheating experience. So therefore, kamasya nendriya pritirbaho jivita yavata. As long as one exists, one should not live for sense gratification. Jivasya jigyasa. Tattva jigyasa means the real truth of the life must be understood. Nasti artikalvambihi. Otherwise there is no purpose for function of any activity that we undertake. Because whatever we perform, knowingly or unknowingly, it is going to create a reaction which is opposite. And it will definitely give us cheating experience. So, it is said that when a person totally forgets his reality by engaging in sensitive activities, what happens? What happens? Na sadhu manye atmanoyam. For the self, for the reality itself, na sadhu, it is not good. It is completely against his desire of enjoyment. Because asat api deha, the deha means the body, is asat, temporary. It itself is changing according to the modes. Kreshada, over and above, it is miserable. It gives nothing but miseries. But asha is there. Asa deha, our hopes continue against the hopes which have defied us. So in the Bhagavad Gita says, Asha Pasha Satir Buddha. Asha Pasha, here also Asha Pasha Nam is there. Asha, hope after hope is the hopeless situation. Because it's not going to be fulfilled. Satir Buddha. And this Satya means hundreds. Hundreds of knots of each and every hope that is being tied up around us. Now, how to break this labyrinth of network? So, it is said that those who are careless and cannot come by hook or crook to an opportunity to render devotional service, they will not be able to cut. Because they have no requisite knowledge yet developed into them. So, parabhavasya abodhajato, that is definite failure. Parabhava means it's a miserable defeat. It's called parabhava. Abodhajato, because he is still ignorant. Javanna jigyasam atmatattvam. If he does not develop any inquisitiveness of knowing the reality of his own self, javat kriya, whatever he performs, javat manubhavi, his mindset will be like that. And he will end up chewing the chew. Karmatmakam eva sharir bandhana. Our very work that was supposed to liberate us becomes an experience of bondage. So, Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says in 15th chapter, the necessity to cultivate the knowledge. And he gives the entire picture of this material world as Urdhamulaha Madhashakha Aswattha Pravyani Chandansi Yasya Pranani Vistam Vedasa Vedavit. Vedavit means the real knowledge can be experienced by our surrounding. You have to become intelligent. But why the surrounding are created this, which will never fulfill our desire, even though we came to lord it over. It's like an upside down median tree whose roots are upward and branches and leaves are pointing downwards. Those who know the real situation means the real tree will have the other way around, the roots are downward and branches and leaves should be upside. Where would you see? Where would you see? Some people, this is a photograph which is hung the other way around, and you are told, okay, this is the whole picture of the material world, and you are there. Now try to see, realize that it is the other way around. What will you have to do? This whole material world is upside down picture of the banyan tree. And you are told by the knowledge, now see it in a correct way. This is what Krishna is putting us. How? You can't change the material world from that position to the correct position, right? But you have at least capacity for you to do yourself, you change your position. Did you ever have a headstand in your life? Did you do? So you become other way around and try to see the material world, and you'll be able to see it correctly. To see the opposite of an opposite is the correct way. Become opposite. Do not just get attached to the material world, rather become detached from it. You are not going to tell material world, you become detached. I want to stay like that. No. You have to become detached also. So, those who know the whole material world is upside down and it is not my place. So he will be called Vedavit. He is the knower of all the truths. And what is his business? Because as described, the whole onion tree, the material world is so profusely spread out. If you do not see where its the beginning is, where its end. Dasyurdhvam chakha prasuta vishaya pravaha. The twigs and it means when you go more and more branched out into smaller twigs and they are called vishaya pravaha. Have you seen the coral? Coral starts from a single stem and profusely branch. It is called Vishaya Prabhupada. These are all subject matter of our so-called enjoyment. And they are so profuse that you get lost in them. Mulanu anusantanani karmani bandhi. Manushya loka. In the human form of life, these Vishaya Prabhupadas are, field of activity, and we simply get lost in it. Because we are getting bonded. Bound up with hands and foot, and yet we think we want to dance. This is our situation. We want to dance, even when our hands and feet are tied up. So, this is what is explained. Narupamastapyatasya. In this material world, you don't see otherwise this so-called upside down tree. In this material, you do not see. When you go to a reservoir of water where a million trees growing, usually you will see the reflection of it, it is upside down. So therefore, it becomes necessary that how to cut the labyrinth of this vishaya, the subject matters of sense gratification. Asanga sastrena drahina chitva. Acts of detachment. Take it in your hand and start cutting, chopping off. And get liberated from it. This detachment is very, very important. Because what is the result of detachment? When you become frustrated, do you get detached? Have you got experience? It would be very short-lived. This detachment is called Matatavairagya.
Market Vairagya means detachment of monkeys. Prabhupada said monkeys wander naked and they think they are sadhus and they don't have anything. But they take care of a family at large. Because Vishay Pravala is our real family. We are wedded with all the senses so much, how to give up the labyrinth that we have created. But with the acts of detachment one must. That is the interior. So, the result of detachment is you will become indifferent. Unless and until we cultivate indifference, by detachment, we will never be able to come out. An indifferent attitude is that it is always internally active but tolerant from outside. No complaint, you are in clutches. You seek opportunity. So the grip of Maya will be loosened. And that is why we have to call for the help of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haribo! Because he gives us the strength, knowledge, and all the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the real inheritance of the soul by which it will find its lost treasure. By chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
And these are real weapons, these are real wealth, these are real strength for us to come from a dark well situation or the bhavatvi, the material existence of repeated birth and death. The lost can be found. So, this is very important. It is so much applicable for every one of us. But these lessons are very, very strong to knock us out, knock us our ignorance. Ram Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any questions? Mahatma ji. Alright. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said something like that too. Nama janmani janmani ishvare. But the difference is there. Bhavatar bhakti ahitu kitvai. Just for carrying out the devotional service, which is causeless, and he doesn't want in interruptions in that. He wants to come in a repeated birth, not just to continue the eternal function and eternal life. By the acts of knowledge, we cut the labyrinth. So, acts of knowledge is proper knowledge application for cultivation of detachment. Results will be indifference.
only on the stage of indifference will be able to realize the absolute truth. Not otherwise. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, is Vedabheda Tattva. Vedabheda means indifference. And by material logic or argument, these Vedas are so much exposed, but it is nothing but ignorance. So many subject matters, even under the name of religion, are being discussed and people oppose, as if they got liberty to analyze, criticize, all this. There is bhed. There is a bhed. This is inconceivable. But if we get the knowledge of the absolute, apply the knowledge for detachment, and when the detachment is cultivated, then indifference results. And that will expose to the absolute reality. Idea? Yes. Ladies first. Mothers first. Isn't it very inconceivable? And that is the mercy of the Lord. Now, can you tell Lord, how did you give her mercy? Do you have any doubt? No, then accept. It is inconceivable, but she was able to cultivate the indifference. Anybody can snap out in one moment. Prabhupada say that within 1 second you can become Krishna conscious. It may take ages. Bahujanma kare yadi shravana kirtana abhutana pahaya Krishna pahaya prema dhana.
For example, in the second canto they
have
given the example, I mean, the
Satwa
Maharaj,
he just realized
the
moment. That's correct. Yes. No. No, you are creating a rejecting mood. No. This is tyag. Tyag is an external thing. Detachment is vairagya. And actually, no tyag can be sustained without vairagya. To prove that one is real tyagi, one has to see how much vairagi he is. Is it not? Anything else? Brahman realization. Indifference can come by Brahman realization or by even Paramatma realization. And also here we learn how to become indifferent by bhakti, because it's a subject matter of absolute. So you can say indifference or cultivation of that practice is not a threshold to enter into the realm of absolute. It is must. There is no backdoor policy. It has to be right in front. Enter from the front. And you cannot get out. You can check in, but you can't check out. Because it's eternal hell. And it is threefold big. If we are lost in this one fourth aspect, we will be in a situation in a threefold aspect. Isn't it? But there is no necessity to get out. And that is the realm of Krishna. Dhamam paramam. Varieties?
Society. I'm saying that can where are we, or the person who is where are in where are, can do his duty for the benefit of society? Can he serve his society? Yes.
Why not? There is everybody. It's supposed to be a way so that society will be very, very advanced. Can you contemplate on that? Probably that is the foundational rule for Devi Varnashram system. Is it not? On the other hand, we have, if people are so much attached to their varnashram, then this is what is going to happen, as it happened in India for us. We are going nowhere. We lost the culture. If everyone in the society were a Vairagi, the Muslims would not have attacked. The British would not dare to come and make the Holy Land of India subjugated to their rules and ruled over how many years. Even Buddha would not have appeared and made India a feast for how many thousands of years? 2,500? That's a good thought. Let's try to apply it in ISKCON, at least. That is our society. We have to immediately target, not others. I bless you with all your good thought and wish Krishna empowered. What are they doing? Already 5:75 is going on. They didn't come to call me. Okay. Anything else? Yes, their ignorance is about the enviousness to Lord Shri Krishna. Even though they are in the realm of absolute, but therefore they are bereft of such a relationship with Krishna and knowledge of devotional service that will sustain the relationship, or the drop of love will not be available. So they are in desert situation, and they see everything as mirage. They manufacture false relationships, false processes, and hallucinating idea of happiness. So, ignorance continues by enviousness of the personality aspect. But nonetheless, they should be respected, because we are supposed to show our Trinada Krishna nature. So one who is in the highest realm of pure devotional service, he will have to become very, very melted out in humbleness. Prabhupada said, even whenever the sannyasi comes, pay your obeisances to him. But we do not associate. Indifference will be practical here. You pay respects. When he tries to advise you, say, Prabhu, I am so busy. I am offering you this prasad. Thank you very much. It will keep your mouth busy. Right? Jai Jagat Krishna Prabhupada.